This project is vital to Franklin. I didn't even talk about how vital it is to Franklin because I want people to understand it's not just Franklin, it's the state of New Hampshire.
The proposed line will pass within a whisker of my own property in Franklin. But I nonetheless contend that this billion-dollar investment and its 1,200 jobs will be critical in sparking the rebirth of our economy after a painful recession.
That voice you just heard is Ken Merrifield, the mayor of Franklin. The voice before him was Elizabeth Dragon, the city manager of Franklin. And that's what we're going to focus on today, the community of Franklin. And what has really been a buzz for the last few months since October when the project was first announced. And I had first found out through a press release from Governor Lynch about the prospect of some new jobs coming into the city. And as we learn more about the Northern Pass project and what possible benefits it could bring into the communities, Franklin seems like it's going to be the big winner, which is why the city officials there were in front of the legislature last week expressing their support for the project and telling legislators how it's going to affect their city, which we all certainly know Franklin has had its share of troubles and challenges over the last several years. And joining us now on Bulldog Live is the mayor of Franklin, Ken Merrifield. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you, Brian. It is my pleasure, and happy Valentine's Day to your listeners and to you and Mrs. Bulldog.
Thank you very much, and same to you and Mrs. Merrifield
as
well.
Thanks.
Right back at you. So, you know, lots of stuff going on. First, I just want to reiterate something that we talked about at the top of the hour. The public scoping meetings for the Department of Energy are going to be held a month from today, and it's going to run for a whole week, and it's going to be held in communities across the state, including Franklin.
Yes, that's right, and you are doing a great public service. As I mentioned off the air, I discovered the date of the Franklin scoping meeting from your website, briantilton.com.
Thank you very much. Yes, right on the Northern Pass page.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, in fact, that word had just come down Friday afternoon, so anybody who was checking out on the weekend, as apparently you did,
would
see that there. So, good, and people who are interested can show up, and this will be at the Franklin Opera House.
That's right, our City Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Franklin is second in line on that. That'll be on March 15th, so it'll be on a Tuesday evening.
That's right.
From 6 to 9 p.m. So,
and I will be there.
All right. I'm sure a lot of other people will be too. How many people can the Opera House hold?
Oh, I would say, let's see, there are some seating limitations in the balcony because we don't have a fire escape on that side. I'm guessing now, and maybe somebody who's listening from the Opera House can correct me, I think about 200 to 300.
Okay.
In that range.
Very good. So, all right. So let's get right down to it. A lot has been published. The New Hampshire Union Leader did a story not yesterday, Sunday, but the week before on page B1, showed a chart by one of the consulting firms for Northern Pass showing what tax benefits for the communities. Franklin comes out as the big winner on this.
Indeed. They estimate about $4.2 million in new revenue each year for the city of Franklin. And, of course, that excludes the statewide property tax, which utilities don't pay. It excludes the state utility tax at $660,000, which they all pay and goes directly into the state coffers. But $4.2 million for Franklin.
Okay. And now that money just is handed over to, is it through property tax assessments?
Okay,
on the towers or on the generating facility that's going to be put there?
Yeah, actually, it's the DC converter, which is the most expensive piece of this project.
Okay.
They are estimating the value of that structure alone to be $250 to $350 million. So you bang that against our current tax rate of 21.14. Well, actually, you can't do that because of the components that you have to take out of the tax calculation.
Okay.
But at the low end, we would be looking at $4.2 million in new revenue every year to the city of Franklin.
So even subtracting the possibility of that state utility tax cutting into it a little bit, you're still looking at being way ahead on this.
Way ahead, yes. We have a huge net benefit. The just to give you an idea of the scope of this one structure, and this is absent the lines or any of the improvements to the existing infrastructure at Webster Station, which is where they're going to tie in to the alternating current grid.
Where is that located?
Webster Lake Road on Route 11 as head towards Andover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just before you reach it. It's actually my old neighborhood. I used to own a house in that neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
But absent those additional structure improvements, the facility will cost about a minimum of $250 million to construct, and our whole city today, Brian, is valued at $560 million. So that's 44% of our current tax base in just one structure.
Yeah, and so that meaning a big windfall, as one emailer pointed out last week, be careful, government's going to do a good job of spending the money.
Well,
are there already plans in the works for that?
I will tell you that one of the primary things that I am hoping for is a lot of tax relief, frankly. But I think there's no doubt that there's going to be pressure to spend more money on our schools. There's going to be pressure to spend more money on our infrastructure in town. And we actually have a precedent.
Revitalizing Central Street?
No question. I mean, these are projects that we really want to do, and we haven't had the capacity, really, to support big projects like that. And with this kind of revenue coming in, we actually would be able to plan for that and do something like that in the future. Now, there is precedent, really, in Franklin's recent history. When Claremont funding came to Franklin, we were one of the big winners in that additional aid from the state for schools. And what the city council did at that time was to they apportioned about a third for tax relief, a third for school improvements, and a third for municipal improvements. So there's some precedent for us to consider a broader picture when we get a windfall. And I think I established a commission to study, what would we do? 2 years from now, we may get, start getting bigger checks.
Mm-hmm.
And what would we do? What would be the best things to do so that we set Franklin up for the next 40 years and really have a profound and positive impact on our community? And so we're looking at that mix. How much tax relief is good? How much municipal spending is good? How much school spending is good? And what other innovative things? What kind of in order to accentuate the positive business environment that could result from this, what are some business incentives that we could create that maybe nobody in New Hampshire is even trying? These are some of the things that my commission is wrestling with, and we really have just started those conversations, but that's the direction that we're going.
Ken Merrifield joining us, the mayor of Franklin, joining us here on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077, talking about the Northern Pass impact on the city of Franklin. Looking at that $4.2 million per year in additional tax revenue, with the school funding that you just brought up, Franklin essentially being the receiver town in this, with this 44% increase in the tax base, could that mean changing the formula for the school funding for the city?
There's no question, and as we discussed a little bit off air, no one really knows what school funding will look like at the end of this year, at the end of the next biennium, at the end of the biennium after that.
With the governor's budget coming out tomorrow, and we've already had legislators on here saying, oh, don't worry, it's going to be the same next year. Governor's saying that too, giving those indications,
sure.
But the budget's not signed yet.
And the governor invited myself and my city manager, Elizabeth Dragon, to meet with a number of educators and municipal officials from around the state back before the election to talk about that. And that was the direction that he was going in even then, that they would try, in his proposal, they would try and hold every community harmless and just get the same amount of school aid over the next 2 years. But anyway, I mean, the fact is we don't know until the budget is actually signed. We don't know what school funding will look like. If everything were to remain the same as it is today, it's entirely possible that the $2.6 million that Franklin gets now for fiscal capacity disparity aid, that funding could actually go to another community in need.
So you would see a lot of that $4.2 million benefit each year go really into the schools because you the schools can't do without that $2.6 million.
Yeah, we would need to replace that or structure it in a way that the schools would not be injured to any degree. And so that's one of the things that we're planning for. You know, what if, and there's absolutely no way to know this today, how many communities, you know, 4 years from now, 6 years from now, are going to be getting fiscal capacity disparity aid? Is Franklin one of those? Will it be 2.6 million? Will it be 2 million? Will the change in our revenue stream result in a gradual decline in fiscal capacity disparity? No idea.
And if this particular legislative fix doesn't get passed this session, that we return to receiver towns, donor towns. Franklin could be a donor town under that, for all we know.
Way down the road, though. let's not rush.
Well, I mean, your commission is obviously going to have to ask that question.
You're absolutely right. It is a question that we're asking because we do need to prepare for that. We wouldn't want to spend a small fortune only to have to cut that budget later down the road if we did lose some aid. So we have to consider what are the best uses, considering that there may be a loss of revenue from the state down the road. What would be the smartest things to do?
All right, 1-866-823-1077. I know Sarah Stanley. She is with the Franklin Middle School PTO and organization called Choose Franklin, which you can explain who they are in just a second. She spoke on behalf of this Northern Pass project, saying that this is going to be great for the schools. Do you think that she would be correct in assuming this project's going to be good for the schools?
Oh, there's no question. I believe that there will be a significant contribution from the city when we start to realize this revenue towards the school system. I think there's no doubt about that. And you were asking about Choose Franklin.
Yes.
Franklin is a community booster organization. In the absence of a Main Street program, if you will, these are volunteers who get together who have a real interest in supporting community activities and business development and so forth in the city of Franklin. And great group of volunteers who've been active for a number of years, and they actually obtained a grant some years back to do a marketing campaign on behalf of the city of Franklin. They did some cable TV and radio ads on our behalf.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And so we look at, and of course, the recession has really had an impact on the city of Franklin in the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, no question. Our unemployment rate has been, throughout the life of the recession, we've been about a percentage point higher than the state as a whole. So, I mean, it's one of the positive things about this project for sure is the potential for a lot of jobs associated with construction. And no one should be disillusioned or no one should be expecting tremendous amount of jobs after operation of the plant, because they really require very few people to monitor and maintain the facility once it's up and running. It will really require very, very few employees at that stage. But the construction stage will mean hundreds and hundreds of jobs just in the Franklin area, and then 1,200 jobs estimated statewide.
Yeah, and you know, with that, and that's when I go back to when this project was announced in October, and Governor Lynch sending out a press release. You know, it was campaign season. Hey, look, we're creating jobs. A couple hundred jobs in Franklin could be a result of this. And I'm only paraphrasing because I don't have the press release in front of me from that time. And I just looked at it and said, okay, well, it's campaign season. You know, we'll figure out those numbers later. But looking at that, which is when most people really became aware of
yes,
of this project through that, though. So we're looking at the jobs created during the construction phase, not very many afterwards. How long is it estimated to do the construction?
3 years, I think, is the estimate that I've seen.
Okay. Yeah, well, it would probably seem about right. Yeah,
we're looking down the road, you know, 5 years probably for completion, assuming that the regulatory process goes as well as Northern Pass is hoping it goes, and all of that, and then 3 years of construction.
All right, because they're predicting the construction of the project would start in about 2015 if the regulatory approval, or is that when it would be completed? I'm trying to
remember. It's 2015, I think, was the estimate of when power would flow.
Okay, so they would probably want to start in 2013 because I think it's a two-year window to construct this is what they're guessing.
Yeah, and by the way, if any of your listeners know more detail, I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on Northern Pass necessarily, but the impact on Franklin, rather, is my purview. So if listeners have more detailed information about that, about construction, you know, feel free.
Actually, I think that would be on the Northern Pass website, northernpass.us.
So. Yeah.
They would be able to find that on there. Mayor Ken Merrifield, the city of Franklin, joining us here on Bulldog Live. Want to stay for a few more moments?
Oh, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. I'm trying not to make it too painful for you.
not at all.
Good.
At
People
all.
Can call in with their questions at 1-866-823-1077, particularly regarding how this could impact Franklin and your ideas as well, right here on Bulldog Live with me, your host, Bulldog Brian Tilton on the Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.